Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. That radio.com app. The best part about it, that new rewind feature, I was utilizing it a little bit this morning. I wanted to hear Ryan Horvath on the new Chuck and Winkler pregame show, as that's my guy, and everybody knows Ryan Horvath and I are
get up
our
about
boys.
Quarter to five.
There's just no
and
way.
And tune in
no,
the Ryan
no
Horvath
way.
Experience.
There's no way. That's the best part about it. I just go on the radio.com app. I hit
no
rewind
way.
Right around 10 a.m.
No way.
And I'm in. And that's all I need.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
know. 9,
you know,
10 a.m.
I'm up there listening to it, Billy.
You're up at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
I just that's
yeah.
Old people
ridiculous.
Get up. Old people don't sleep as long.
Is there like a is that like a clinical thing, or is that just like you guys want to get up because you
no.
have to go to the bathroom?
Well, I mean, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. Steve attested this. Life changes make you do certain things.
No doubt.
Yeah. Because you know, Steve didn't used to get up this early either now.
Nope. Sure didn't. You didn't used to get up until like noon.
Yeah, now you got jig jack and run kids.
6:30 in the morning, I'm
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you gotta run. You know, you gotta run kids here, run, get
yep,
them to school, get them up,
school,
brush
yep.
teeth, wash face. Breakfast.
Eat.
I mean, he didn't have to do all that. And all of a sudden.
Yep. Presto.
I thought kids are supposed to make people happy.
Well, they do.
Oh, they do.
They do.
Yeah. Okay.
Once they move
do.
Out.
Hey, now you're getting good. Now you're getting good. Now you're getting good.
You got a long way, buddy. Hey, I wouldn't be counting that down.
I had to have a talk with my number three son over the weekend, and hey,
is he like 15?
Well, yeah. Well, the girl.
Okay.
Well, we already had the talk the girl talk. We've already had
I was talking about the moving out talk.
Well, yeah, we had that one. Well, you know, because you know,
oh, he thinks he can survive on his own already.
Well, I mean,
at
15? You know, they get a little antsy.
He's
I mean,
brave.
You know, they get a little antsy. Well, you know. He doesn't want, you know, homework and, you know, we want to have more freedom. Can't wait till you move out. Can't wait till I'm on my own, do my own thing. I say, listen.
I don't want this dumb curfew thing.
Yeah, I want this dumb curfew's right. dumb yeah. and I got to be behind it and all that. I say, hey, listen, just so you know, I want the same thing you want.
Don't doubt.
So you want to move out? Guess what? I want you to move out. Okay. I want you to get married. I want you to have kids. I said, but first you gotta get a girlfriend. Okay, just start there first.
This is
so
where
all them things,
the
all them things
about.
That you want late curfew. Guess what? I want late curfew for you too. But you gotta earn it, bro. There's
this is a process.
Thing. Yeah,
this isn't you just walk in and get a first round buy
right,
no curfew.
Right. So my job, your mom and our job is to make sure then like you have the tools to be ready to handle all this.
Right.
So when you it's time to come for you to move out,
can't just walk in and run the whole offense.
You're ready to move out, but
right.
trust me,
this is a step approach.
Trust me,
we got to install the game plan.
Trust me,
go through days of practice.
Trust me, trust it. Trust the process.
Yes,
we want you to move out too. Trust it. Trust the process. We want you to be on your own. We want you to go to college. We want you to have kids. We
all
want
that.
You to be
yep.
mature. We want all of that for you. So don't think we don't want it either. But we're going to show you how to get there because we don't want you to come back.
They all come back most of the time.
We want it sustainable.
We want sustainable
success.
Because
if we send you out there right now, you ain't ready. So we want some sustainable success. Be like, I hit my boy on it. I hit sustainable success. We want some
dropped David
I dropped David
Stearns
on it. It applied. It applied, Steve. I said, we want sustainable success. That joker looked at me all cross. I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. But I knew.
You knew what you were talking about.
Because I could apply that same sustainable success to him, which means I don't want you coming back.
See, now this is different, though, because now I was the last child. I am the last child. I didn't change that.
Yeah.
So, like, when I was in high school, it was kind of just, don't burn anything down, and we'll be all right. Just, well, yeah. Just don't screw anything up too
bad. And Brock is the last one, too, so he's kind of in that, yeah.
Right. He gets it a little bit easier than most.
Way easier than the first two. Way easier. They're not even the same clubhouse.
Same clubhouse.
It's going to be different for our youngest. He's going to get it way worse than the other two.
That's crazy, man.
Because I've learned my lessons along the way.
No, you're not, Steve. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to do a damn thing. No, you're not.
I already told him, no video games. No video games.
Oh, stop.
No,
we're not going to let this kid play video games. What, is the kid going to be Amish?
No video games.
It's 2019.
No, it's not happening.
Steve, you know what you're going to do? What? You're going to throw your hands up in there.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
Wave them around. You just don't care.
You know why, Steve? Because mama ain't having that. That's her baby. That's her baby boy.
Mama's with me on everything I've come up with so far.
Right now she is, but wait till he get about 12, 13. They start growing there, and then that's when the women really start loving the boys, right? Because they get a little territory. Just wait. Yeah, I'm telling you right now.
Starts growing up, picking his own clothes out.
Yeah.
My baby's growing up.
My baby.
No,
yeah, because they start losing
that.
The baby. They start losing it. They know it's leaving. They know it's almost time. Empty nest. They know all that. So they tend to hold on a little bit longer, and the boys tend to get away with a little bit more. Had you had a daughter, it'd be the opposite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she'd be done.
It'd be you. You'd be all the lovey-dovey at 12, 13, 14, 15.
Steve's grabbed his phone and just checked out.
He probably
texted
him right now. You hear what Gary's saying?
No. It's our boss.
You better not,
it's
you
our
better
boss.
Not do this on
She's
me.
She's sleeping.
You better not do this on me, girl. Gary said. Yeah, so I want some sustainable success, Bill. That's what I told him.
That's tremendous.
Because you're right, Steve. They're going to come back. So they, and they
For
did.
Sure.
They all
they
came
all
back.
Do.
But, you know, after they got their college degrees, I was okay with that.
Right. Now you came back with something.
Something. Now I can work with that.
Now I'm happy.
I can work with that.
That works out.
Then it changed, Steve. The game plan changed. Game plan changed.
You gotta reassess what you got.
Reestablish the game plan again after that. That reestablishment comes. All right, let's get your resume together here. Let me show you how
let's
to
figure
do
this
that.
Out now. Sit down here. See what we've done.
How many of jobs you gonna apply for today? I need to see a list.
I like that it's list. Today.
Yeah, today. I want to see a list that you actually went on the computer mm-hmm. and you did stuff. You're not going to sit down in this basement all day and play games. I want to know
see,
that
video
you're
games.
Doing something. Huh?
Not going
to
have them.
I just think what? That it's laughable to think that your kids are not going to play anymore
our
video games.
Our friend Karina, what? None of her kids had video games growing up. They're all fine-tuned athletes currently.
Yeah, but Karina, she's
at a different level.
Yeah, she on way different level than us because Karina's like
way different level. That's our former trainer.
Was she like the one guy that the son played quarterback for Tebow? USC. The left-handed guy, and he could eat milkshakes. He couldn't do this. Then
Marinovich?
Yeah. Karina got them kids like that, man.
Marinovich ended up being a pothead.
Why are you saying pothead?
I'm
talking about just in training. I'm just talking about in training. Like, you train the kids. You can't have video games.
Oh, they eat very, very well, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what Marinovich is.
There's,
I'm
like, no real ice cream in that.
Karina, I did not say anything. I'm taking, Karina, if you listening, don't listen, Steve, on the whole pothead thing. I'm just talking about,
that brought up Marinovich.
Well, I was just talking about the diet and the dedication that you have to your craft.
He wasn't talking about the dude walking out to the backyard, rolling up any leaves he found.
No, we weren't talking about that.
This is fun. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. I don't know if we can throw a sponsor in there, but sustainable success, that would be a good way of describing Sight and Sound Solutions, right?
Yeah, no question.
Al's been around there for a long time.
Yeah, right, and I've been with Al for quite a long time, too. He's been helping with DirecTV for, I don't know, several years now, 5, 6 years, something like that. I've been with Al at Sight and Sound Solutions. And again, like I always say, when it comes to customer service, he's the best. You can install that DirecTV for you. He's going to call you a couple days after he installs it to make sure you're happy with your service. And a couple weeks after that, a couple months after that, and then after that, you are on your own to get a hold of him if anything goes wrong. But he's all about you. And they got a great deal going on now at Sight and Sound Solutions, AT&T and DirecTV, TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. You get the choice package. Fox Sports Wisconsin, watch your favorite basketball team. NFL Sunday ticket.
No charge for the remainder of the year, and $200 in Visa cards. Good wherever Visa is accepted. But wait for it. They can do even more for you now. That's right. Science On Solutions can now offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones. If you want it, they got it. Basically, the entire lineup of AT&T services. As an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, I'll be with that too. Would you rather call a 262 number? Talk to the local guy. Al, that's my guy. Yeah. He's been doing this stuff over 15 years. Of course you would. Sight and Sound Solutions, the preferred retailer for AT&T. Call them now. 262-754-1500. 262-754-1500. NFL signing ticket on McRinucci's season. Prevailing rate. Unless cancer prior start of the season. Slate international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details.
Devontae Adams and Corey Linsley both officially being ruled as doubtful. We'll get the entire injury report coming up here.
They play, though.
In the 3 o'clock hour.
Doubtful on Friday can mean they play.
But there is one guy that is out. We're not talking about Patrick Mahomes. This guy's team plays the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow. We'll give you that one coming up here. And we'll also touch on that game last night. Gary, you said you saw something different out of 34. First, before we get to a timeout, it's your chance at $1,000 on the Wendy's Big Show. This hour's cash keyword is napkin. N-A-P-K-I-N. Napkin. N-A-P-K-I-N.
You're spelling better today and reading better.
Text napkin to 72881. Message and data rates do apply throughout the 3 and 4 o'clock hours. Shut up. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Hill on the hop, kicks it out. Matthews for three, yes. Wesley Matthews has played a major role here tonight.
Yes, he has. He's filled his role.
Don't get too excited, Chris. Or you, Marv. Don't get too excited. Wesley Matthews, 14 points last night. The Bucks get a 117-111 win, and they do it, yes, with contributions from everybody. Maybe some contributions you expected a little bit more out of one that wears the number 22, but we're not going to get into the Chris Middleton conversation, or maybe we will. But, Gary, after the game last night, I was on here with the Big and Safe Pro Hoops postgame show, and it was hard to not get a little bit swept up in the way they won the game without having Giannis for the last 5.5 minutes. But for the 36 minutes that 34 played last night, 30 points, 13 boards, 11 assists, and George Hill told him in the locker room, Matt Velasquez told us last night that George Hill said in the middle of halftime, I had to walk up to him and be like, dude, you need to be aggressive if we're going to win this game.
That's what George Hill said.
And it was a little bit different Giannis when he came out there in the third quarter. He took over that basketball game in the third quarter last night, and the Bucks get their first win of the year.
Do you have his stat line? I mean, how many shots he attempted, threes made, all that kind of assists, and what we know assists are. But
he was 11 of 17 from the floor, and then 2 of 5 from downtown, 6 of 11 from the charity stripe. The free throw shooting percentage was maybe one thing that people were knocking him a little bit on Twitter, but a block, a steal, 11 assists, 30 points, 13 boards. It was outrageous last night, and I misspoke. He only played 28 minutes.
Yeah.
Because he was in foul trouble.
Right.
Right.
And still got you that. Now, I saw a lot. I saw if he can play like this, when I was saying maybe a year or whenever I said the best player we've ever seen, I mean, since Michael Jordan or after Michael Jordan, he can rewrite that. This guy right here can do that. If he can continue to play like that. I saw a mid-range game. Steve, did you see the mid-range?
Yes, Gary.
Mm-hmm. I saw the mid-range game. I saw the three-pointer. And because that's what I'm looking for.
His vision was better than it was last year, too.
That was better. Well, the kicking the ball right here, this when the second when he kicked it out, they double teamed and ran out, kicked it out to somebody up top, and they hit a long three.
Mm-hmm.
His passes were better, meaning that the guys could catch and shoot it.
They were right in the shooter's pocket.
Yeah. It's one point when you make the pass, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's these other things when you're trying to fine-tune what you're trying. Like, now I'm going to make this pass where it's going to be easier for my guy when he catches it, he can catch and shoot. I mean, you're right. That was on. But for me, I was basically looking for a mid-range game and a three-point shot. Look good. I mean, look good. this guy, and we have said this, Stephen, we all have said this, if every year he comes back and improves on something, because when he got here, he didn't know nothing.
With all due respect, I'm not jumping on this train yet. I'm not there.
There's no train to jump on. It's just a gradual.
You're all excited because you got to hit a couple of mid-range jumpers, hit a couple of threes, also shot up an air ball three, hit the front rim another three.
Yeah. What was he from the three?
For me, 2 of 5. For me.
I'm taking that all day, 2 of 5. Okay. He could, like Steve, 2 of 5, 2 of those he could air ball. I don't care. But he made 2 of them.
The thing that boggles my mind, and this has been happening for some while, when he misses a three, he always misses short. Like, it's almost not 9 out of 10 times.
He's aiming it.
Right. He misses short, and it could be the first quarter. So don't come at me with legs, because it could be the first quarter of the first game, and he just misses everything, and he's trying not to overshoot it or something.
Yeah, something.
So the reason I'm not hopping on this train yet as far as, he's got a mid-range jumper.
Let me back it up. There's no train here for me. I'm not hopping on no train. I'm just telling you, this is what I saw last year.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
But last night we were at Tap Room in South Milwaukee. They had the Bucks game on while we were doing the show. Bill Michaels, myself, Tom Kurtz from WisconsinSportsStream.com. Every time this dude hit a jumper, the entire bar cheered. And I literally on the radio said, this is hilarious. Like, every time he hits a jumper, this whole place goes crazy. Like, you know, he did something. The reason I'm not there yet with him and sold that this is for real is, I remember, I came on after that open practice and said, oh, man, this dude, whoo, buddy, watch out if this is real.
You were loving the fadeaway touched up.
Then we came out after that in the preseason, and he looked like Giannis of last year. So I mean, it's nice that he played well last night in the limited minutes that he played, and that's good. But, look, if they're going to win a championship, it's going to be about all these other guys. And The other guys, meaning Bledsoe and Middleton and those guys coming up and looking like guys that are either playing at the same level or better than last year. You know, Bledsoe finding his consistency night to night throughout the year. Middleton not having these long stretches where he disappears, especially if they get into the postseason. You can't have that in the postseason. Really, this regular season is just about getting ready for the postseason, right? Keeping everybody healthy, winning enough games, make sure you got home court in the first round, getting everything lined up so you are ready to go. You can kind of use this like Giannis' extended preseason. Work on stuff with Giannis and get him ready for the postseason. That's kind of how I'm looking at it. Can Wesley Matthews play consistently like he did, you know, going forward? How many minutes can he really play going forward? Kyle Korver, same thing. He hit a couple of threes last night. That's really what you want to see out of these guys. And every game goes forward, you want to see that consistency continue to pick up.
They were getting shot out of the gym early in that game.
It was 11 of 22
in that first half were the Rockets from three. That's crazy. 50%. Any math major can do that. And, like, you were just making enough to keep you in the game, Gary. And that was the one thing that I thought was really impressive last night was they get 13 from Ilyasova. They get 10 from Pat Connaughton in, like, 2.5 minutes in that second quarter to keep you alive. But Stevie mentioned Wesley Matthews.
No, he still made that big shot at the end, too.
A big shot, and he iced it, basically, when they put him up 7 at that point. Wesley Matthews able to withstand the running of 30 minutes a night. I don't know if he's going to be able to play 30 minutes a night. They're going to need him to go about 25-30, but off the Achilles injury, it was a good first night for Wes Matthews in a Bucks uniform.
No, it was. I mean,
because Chris Middleton did not have his best night.
No, but
you were going to leave him alone.
Yeah, but
he hit the one big shot that they needed.
The one big one that they needed. Right. And that was really Chris Middleton all last year, wasn't it?
Right. And that's what he is. I don't think he's 30 points every night, 25. I'm not seeing that every single night.
Got to be a little bit better than 11. Right.
Now, I would agree with Steve and then disagree with Steve a little bit. I would agree with Steve. It is about the parts. It is about these other guys. But make no mistake about it, they ain't doing nothing without Giannis.
But he's great. You know he's great. The problem is the other guys. Can they hold up their end of the deal?
No.
You know Giannis is going to do Giannis.
No, because last year, the way I saw it against Toronto.
Yeah, but we disagreed about this.
The way I saw it last against Toronto, Giannis was not Giannis.
Remember, we fought about this on the show with Eric Name.
We'll continue to fight about
it. You and Eric Name versus me, yes.
Yeah, Giannis was not.
I haven't changed
my
stance.
No, because, dude, at the end of the day, like when I'm in a national championship game at the end of the day and I need to ride a horse, and that one, the stallion one, that's the one I'm riding, and he got to come. He got to come with it, and that's what he is. They don't do nothing without, yeah, I need for these other guys to hit a couple threes. I need for Middleton to do what he did last night in that one. Yeah, I mean, I do. And it was great to see these guys last night when he fouled out, and I was like, oh, my God, they're really going to be it. Yeah,
5-18, yeah, you're like, well, this thing's over.
Yeah. No.
You're up six, they score five straight, and you're like, well, there we go.
Yeah, but no, it starts and ends with Giannis, man. It just is what it is. I don't know if he don't like it. I don't know if you don't like Steve, but he is the man. That's just like if what's one of your boys' name? Is it to play baseball?
Logan.
If he becomes a man and start doing it, that's the joke I'm looking for. When we need something, every season I'm riding that horse or I'm calling that number. That's my best player, and I'm gonna win or lose with that joker.
So
I don't know if you understand that's how it goes.
So who's that guy for the Lakers?
The Los Angeles Lakers. Well, it depends on. I think it should be LeBron, but I feel like LeBron may be doing a D Wade.
My point is, you got to sit there and think about it, right? When you're an opposing defense playing this team, you know who that guy is, and everybody rolls to you.
Yes,
and that is why, like I said earlier, Middleton's got to play better and be more consistent. Right. Bledsoe's got to show up in the playoffs and be more consistent.
Yes, I'm not banking
these
on
other
those
parts.
Guys.
I'm telling you,
I'm not banking on them guys.
We've seen LeBron and Cleveland not be able to do it because he didn't have enough.
If he was
the only guy, he's got to get help.
If you would have said to me, and I agree with you, but if you would have said to me, we need those guys. If those guys were like Scottie Pippen or Dennis Rodman, because them guys are Hall of Famers.
No,
yeah.
They don't have Hall of Famers.
Exactly. So that's why I ain't counting on them jokers. That's why it's all got to be him. All these other guys, they're pieces. There's ancillary pieces. Yeah, you might have paid them too much money. That's today's NBA. I don't care about that. That's what it is. It is this joker right here, 34,
tell
all day long.
If they don't go to the NBA Finals,
it's going
to
be because of him.
Do you think that's how he's going to look at it? Is he going to go, we didn't go to the finals because my guys didn't play
well. He's going to know it. He's going to know it just like all the other people. That's why the other Bucks fans are saying,
too. He ain't
going
to turn to himself and go, it's my fault.
Yeah, well, you know what? It won't be his fault.
LeBron didn't.
Won't be his fault if he continued to play like he's playing right now. I mean, listen, it's a long season, and I'm saying he's just going to come out and hit 3 points
and remember,
like that all day
Harden
long,
missed a bunch of shots.
Yeah.
Gordon missed a bunch of shots.
Yeah, but they play good D on Harden, though.
Well, yeah, they stood to one side and said,
Bledsoe locked him up for the 16 minutes he was in there. George Hill was all over him, too.
Sure
did. So it was more than just Harden missing shot. I thought you may not got the offense that you wanted from these other guys, but I thought they played good D on Harden all day long. He got good help, get him to the bucket, Lopez. I mean, it was a good team win, but to me, it's about 34.
It was 11 points in the fourth quarter from Brook Lopez that really helped you ice it, and one of my favorite parts of the game was the way they got Brook Lopez involved, because once Giannis fouls out, P.J. Tucker did a great job trying to defend him all night long and at least getting in front of him to draw some of those offensive fouls. They threw P.J. Tucker, who's 6'5", on Brook Lopez, who's 7 feet tall.
Right.
And Brook Lopez did this one, Gary, and I know you've heard this. Baby in the paint! Let me see it.
Right.
And they let Brook Lopez go and throw back to what made him a bunch of money in this league. And that was playing post ball.
Yeah. Let me have it.
So they alternated and changed up a little bit of the game plan of, you saw some mid-range shot, you saw what they were doing, giving the ball inside. And that's the one adjustment that we didn't see Budenholzer make a whole lot of in the playoffs. I think that's going to be a recipe for in a game like last night. Sure, it's a Western Conference opponent. It's game one of 82. Sure. It didn't mean all that much. But at some point, you know that these are the kind of caliber teams that you're going to try to fight with to try to win a championship.
No question.
You're going to have to change up the way you play.
I thought they'd lose this game. Well, they were down by 16 or something like that.
The first half, they looked awful.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked old in the first half.
You know, it's still first game down on the West Coast. Let's just hang in here and see what they can do. And, I mean, you're right about mid-range. I mean, maybe Budenholzer finally got to him, Steve, and says, now, you know, that's not really what I mean, guys. If you're open, take the mid-range. Maybe he said that. I don't know. We'll see how this goes throughout the year on where these guys – because I still think the bottom line is what? They want to shoot threes.
Yes. Yeah, and that's going to be every single team.
That's who they
in today's NBA, and each team hits 16. The Bucks just one little bit percentage better, but the Rockets go cold, and the Bucks capitalize in the second half, and they win at 117-111 last night in Houston as they take out the Houston Rockets.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah, for sure.
They better with
Russell Westbrook and not Chris Paul, or without Russell Westbrook and with Chris Paul?
They are better with Russell Westbrook.
What do you say, Gary?
Yeah, with Russell, because I think Russell and the beard, I think they're closer.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think they're better. I think they're better friends, and yeah, I think they coexist closer. A little better. You saw them go at it in the first quarter.
Don't worry about that.
Right, and that was similar to like the Matt LaFleur and Rodgers thing, where we're going to go at it because we're not playing well enough.
Right.
But
don't worry about.
Can
that.
Somebody tell me what on earth was on the top of Russell Westbrook's head?
I don't even know what that was. Cause I thought like baby braids or something like that. I don't know what
it was.
He was doing
one of the ugliest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Like a lollipop or something like that. A pacifier. Get a pacifier.
I missed it.
They were front leaning pigtails.
On both sides. I mean, what kind of statement you?
Hey, I missed it. What did he wear last night into the game? Did they show?
Yeah, I didn't see that. Probably. I didn't see that. All I saw was the ridiculous hair that he decided to rock.
The beard looked a little pudgy in the middle, don't he?
Oh,
did you see him coming in?
He
looked
thick
a little
dude.
Pudgy in the middle, like he had a little baby fat.
He said last night the only reason they lost it was on me.
Yep,
said it was my fault.
Well,
I can get any shot I want. No, Gary, he said I got any shot I want.
Nah, well he did.
I just missed him.
Yeah, well okay.
Yeah, well sometimes you're gonna have to make him. Guess what? 13. Yeah. That's the only way that you're gonna do it. And Giannis, I got this a lot last night on the Pick and Save post game show. Giannis showed who the real MVP was last night.
Three of them on the floor last night.
The last three on the floor. 2017, Russell Westbrook. 2018, James Harden. 2019, Giannis. And Giannis's team gets the W, and Giannis has the best stat line. Clean up.
I think they did a thing about that the last time there was three on the floor. Was it Philadelphia? At maybe Philadelphia and the Lakers.
With Magic.
Well, it wasn't even Magic.
Oh, okay.
It could have been Magic, but it was Kareem, Dr. J. The third one got me. Guess who the third one was? He's now deceased. Moses Malone.
Mm-hmm.
That threw me for a loop. Moses won an MVP?
Loved him when he was with the Bucks. He was at the end of his career, though.
Yeah.
Really?
I loved watching him.
That
but
was
he was at
time.
The end. Yep. Yeah. He was a good player.
Moses Malone.
Moses Malone, cuz.
Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app, the Jewelry Center, Gary Ellison.
Guys, my good friend Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center, he's the owner. He's there every single day, guys. Go check him out today. Three locations for you, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, and the third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, if you're looking to get the most money for your old gold of jewelry, it's going to be at the Jewelry Center. Guys, if you're looking just for the great deal on any piece of jewelry, it's going to be at the Jewelry Center. And don't be alone. Alarm, guys, there's gonna be some people in there because everybody knows where to get the best jewelry. I was in there the other day, and the lady was her first time coming in there. She goes, "I'm just amazed at this store. I'm just amazed. I've never been here before, and I've never gone here." And she goes, "I love it. I love the people here. I love the service, and everybody gets to me, and they treat me with respect." And she was just flabbergasted by the amount of people that were there. But then she understood that they take care of their customers, and they have great prices. And she just didn't understand how great it was. So now I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best possible deal on a piece of jewelry, it's my good friend Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, folks, and a third location for you in Burlington, Wisconsin. When you walk in the door, tell Dean Murray that the guys from the Big Show sent you.
The Bucks are going to open up their home part of the schedule against the Miami Heat coming up on Saturday. We talked about getting yourself into that game. Here's a good way to do it. Win $1,000 with the Fan's roster bonus. All you need is this hour's cash keyword. It's Napkin, N-A-P-K-I-N. Text Napkin, N-A-P-K-I-N to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Listen throughout the 4 o'clock hour for your next chance to win. I told Mandela that was probably the one that was going to trip me up was Napkin, and I did it cleanly, and I'm very proud of it. There's one guy that
did
will...
you mean to say cleanly?
Cleanly.
No, actually, there's... Yeah. Look at that. Some things just work out. Also, things will work out for one former Wisconsin legend, and one will not. One will not be playing coming up on Saturday. Cool. Wendy's Big Show next, 105.7 FM. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Bucks get a 117-111 victory in game one of the NBA season for the team as they try to get themselves back to where they were last year at least, and that was the Eastern Conference Finals that found them falling in game six. They do it in a battle of MVPs last night. The last three MVPs on the floor with Russell Westbrook and James Harden opposite Giannis. They will open up the season coming up at home, Fiserv Forum, 4 o'clock tip on Saturday afternoon against the Miami Heat, and one marquee player will not be in attendance. That is Jimmy Butler. He sat out for the first game due to personal reasons. We now know what those personal reasons are. Jimmy Butler, welcome to fatherhood. Jimmy Butler, nice. having a child, so he will not be playing.
Good for him.
In the return tour for one Tyler Hero.
Coming to the 414, huh?
Okay, so here's my question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Hero walks into Fiserv Forum. Say he starts because Jimmy Butler's not playing. He started their first game.
He's going to get booed.
Boo the
He's
going to
get booed?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
The hell out of him.
He's going to get booed.
Are you kidding me?
The hell out of him.
The kid is from the city, and we're going to boo him.
Yeah, boo.
That Wisconsin thing going to ride with him, cuz.
Boo. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to boo Jordan Poole when he comes who played at Michigan because he didn't go to Wisconsin?
No. Maybe you boo him every time he touches the ball.
I don't think they're going to do that. But
every time Tyler Hero touches the ball, you boo him. Boo. They might.
That's disgusting.
They might, but they're going to...
Or would you rather have him chant 414?
I don't know, but a respectful clap for a dude from your city playing in the NBA, I think, would make some sense.
I'm not cheering for the other team, man.
Did he ever tell Wisconsin he was going to go to Wisconsin?
He had verbally committed.
Yeah, verbally committed.
See, he should have just from... Not, of course, I'm speaking from experience.
Who verbally committed to Georgia and went to Wisconsin.
Did the same thing. And it's going to ride with him. And, like, if he end up not being anything, then everybody be good with it. But he was the best player in the state and then go to NBA.
He's something.
They missed out on that big time. And you know what? I think he did the right thing for him because I don't think he would not have gone to the pros.
He got 15 minutes last year at Wisconsin.
Well, I don't even know what he would have gotten, but he wouldn't have got that where he's at right now. So the decision that he made – for him and his, you know, family, whatever, that was the right decision.
I totally agree.
My life and my career,
right?
The decision I made to come to school here was the right decision for me.
And although
all other people didn't like it.
Although people will want to say what the right decision for you was, mm-hmm. that they don't know because mm-hmm. they don't know necessarily all the extenuating circumstances. So, Sparky, you've been around the city for a lot longer than I have. What about this? Joe Wolf, right? He was top player in the state, and then he ended up going to UNC and playing quite a few years in the NBA. Would he get booed when he walked into
Milwaukee? He played
Milwaukee?
For the Bucks.
Okay, he did play for the Bucks because I knew him when he was a coach for the Bucks.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure. Didn't Joel Wolf play for the Bucks or no?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
But he did not get booed, no.
No.
Because,
that's sad.
I mean, that's
disappointing.
Well, everybody knew he wasn't going to Wisconsin. It was UNC all day long. The difference is this guy
said he was going to Wisconsin.
Yeah, and then backed out.
Yeah, he played for the Bucks.
Yeah,
96-97 season at 32 years old. He played 56 games. Played for the Clippers, the Nuggets, the Celtics, the Trailblazers, the Hornets, the Magic.
What's the guy that went to Steve? Where did he go to? Did he go to Menominee Falls?
JP Tokoto.
Yeah, who did he go to? UNC.
He went to UNC. Yep.
Yeah, no one really because he was going the whole time.
Right.
The problem with your boy from the 414 from the mean streets of Whitnall is that, you know, he led him astray. And that
so if he would have basically walked in when Wisconsin started recruiting him and said, I'm not playing here.
I'm going to Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm gonna go play at Kentucky.
And here's why.
Everybody would be cool with it.
Billy, 30 years later, I get inducted into the Hall of Fame in Albany, Georgia, right?
Yes.
These jokers cracking jokes. Oh, I guess Gary didn't do well in geography. And everybody goes, well, why do you do well in geography? Because he doesn't know where the University of Georgia is. Yuck. Okay, come on. Is that how you're going to introduce me?
That's how it's going. You didn't go back for a while, right?
Right. It was a long time.
Didn't go back to Georgia for a long time.
I should have been in our Hall of Fame way earlier than what I was. They set on that because, that was my introduction. And, oh, by the way, Gary didn't do well in geography. Because he doesn't know where the University of Georgia is. Oh, yuck. Here he is, folks, Gary Ellison.
Wow. So
they're
still going to hold that grudge.
Salty, yes.
He do it for the 414. I know all about it. I went to school there.
Yeah.
Salty. That's Jimmy Butler on my boy Tyler Hero. So he's going to get booed when he comes back.
And plus Tyler Hero's got like a little edge to him too a little bit.
Right. You know I mean? He's like, closer to Grayson Allen than or a JJ at the beginning.
He's got that to
for
him.
Sure. He's definitely doing a one-finger salute at certain points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks at you that way a little bit too. Come on, cuz.
That's disappointing. Tim's in New Berlin. Tim, should people be booing Tyler Hero when he comes back to Fiserv Forum this weekend?
Absolutely not. People that are doing that should be embarrassed if they go to that length with that much pain and hurt that they have towards the kid. He's just a young guy. And the reality is that he didn't realize his career arc until well into the recruiting process. I remember meeting his dad. I actually went to Whitnall and grew up. I had family friends that were across the street from Tyler Hero, so I was very close to them. And I remember seeing his dad at Varsity Club and just talking to him about how
great pizza.
All of a sudden, it went to, okay, we're getting recruited by Wisconsin. And then all of a sudden, Arizona was reaching out. And then Florida was reaching out. And then it went to Kentucky. And anybody that wants to feel that the Badgers are on the same level as Kentucky probably just shouldn't talk sports anymore at this point. I mean, they're not even in the same category. This guy did what was best for his career. He wouldn't even be a consideration for the NBA draft right now if he went to Wisconsin. And the reality is, just from a Milwaukee standpoint, so, this is somebody that you should want to get behind.
I've got a question for you. So you say if he would have played at Wisconsin, nobody would have realized how good he was.
Probably not playing in the offense that they play in when the Badgers are going 14-13 every season.
What's Tyler Hero's strength?
Shooting, athleticism, very sneaky athleticism.
So they don't shoot the ball. Defender. They don't shoot the ball a lot at Wisconsin.
Not to the volume that he would be doing in Wisconsin, or not at Kentucky.
Why?
And in the big games.
You think Greg Gard would have told him not to shoot?
Probably. He probably would have told him to play more in the system.
They're our system team.
Fine, but you're not holding back a kid that can shoot like that and telling the kid, no, don't shoot, pass it.
Well, it's
if he can shoot, they're going to let him go. I just don't buy
that. Badger.
No. If you're that good, they'll figure it out at Wisconsin. Just like if you were Dwayne Wade at Marquette, they realized we're going to ride Dwayne Wade. Tom Crean was team basketball too, but they realized how special Dwayne Wade was. Go be Dwayne Wade. Go be one-on-one. Do what you got to do. I'm telling you, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Greg Gard isn't all that smart. But I think he's smart enough to know how good Tyler Hero was and could have figured it out on his own without saying, well, I'm going to ruin this kid's career and only let him shoot five times a game.
Well, it's not just that. Tyler Hero benefited from Kentucky.
No doubt.
PJ Washington. Yeah,
Like Steve, I think we had 10 other guys on my high school team get scholarships. They got scholarship because people came in to see me and they said, oh, we can't get him, but that guy looks good on film.
Sure.
That guy looks good on film, and he benefits from all that. So he's got more scouts coming to see them at Kentucky than he would have ever had at Wisconsin.
I could be wrong about this, but I think that Badger basketball team would have got much farther last year had Tyler Hero been on that team. And I do, because the kid was that good last year.
Well, he is better than Brad Davidson.
Hell yes.
No, because he might have been, but I would say no, because everybody know now. I got two.
That's
three guys,
who we got to be on. Two.
Sure, you're right, but that's what they do at Marquette.
In Kentucky, he could just be him. Do it one on one, man. Let it go. They had too many other guys. Now all of a sudden you're the man. You got one guy. That's a lot to do when teams can design ways to take you out, and then all of a sudden you get frustrated. Now you got an attitude problem. Now you're kicking the ball.
Everybody's ticked at you.
I'm passing to this joker. Okay. It rolls off your foot and your leg. Now what you want me to do? Can guys go pro from Wisconsin? Yes. I'm not saying.
And have.
I'm not saying
But one
that.
And done is a different conversation.
Yeah, man.
Very different conversation.
He did.
Totally agree.
He made the best move for him.
So let's all cheer our local guy when he comes back.
I don't think they're going to cheer him.
Well,
Billy.
Just don't boo him.
I think he's going to get booed. I think he's going to get booed out the gym. Watch. And Steve may be right. I even think about this, but Steve may be right. Every time he touched the ball, he might get booed. That's I never thought of that.
Yeah, no, and sadly, I think it definitely is.
How many
going
people
to
around here like Kentucky that you know of?
Nobody.
No, but I like Milwaukee.
Wait a second. I'll take it to another level, right?
If he would have went and left, not played at Wisconsin, but played at Marquette, it wouldn't have been as bad. If he wouldn't have played at Wisconsin and played at Virginia for Tony Bennett, wouldn't have been as bad.
True.
But when you go to the evil empire known as Kentucky, mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, because you know then what everybody assumes. That's what happens. So now nobody is on that train. Nobody.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. But whether you boo or cheer or are indifferent on Tyler Hero, after the game, we'll talk Bucks basketball. Myself will be here for the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show after Bucks.
You should get your guy on.
And they started up. I've been trying, so hopefully we'll see. We'll see if that can work out. Lodge Kohler kickoff show tonight is back on the air at 6 o'clock. Packer safety Adrian Amos going to sit down with the big unit Bill Michaels for a little fireside chat that comes up at 6 o'clock tonight on The Fan. Also, guys, want to let everybody know there's doubleheader NFL action on The Fan this weekend. Starts up at 11:30 after Fantasy Football Weekly. Russell Wilson and the Seahawks travel to Atlanta. Take on Julio Jones and the red-hot Atlanta Falcons.
Right?
And the second game of the doubleheader is Derek Carr and the Raiders against Deshaun Watson and the Texans. Check out the doubleheader on The Fan this Sunday. And then the Green and Gold postgame show, 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show with Gary Ellerson. We'll be on talking Packers and Chiefs. Tom Kesnick, the godfather of fantasy football, is next. 414-799-1250 for your questions for the godfather of fantasy football. We'll also read the tweets at 105.7 FM The Fan using the hashtag BigFantasy on the Wendy's Big Show next. 105.7 FM The Fan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.